with a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. The Karifta Games is arguably the biggest and most popular annual junior athletics championships in the region, and several of Cayman's athletes are gearing up for the 2021 Games. Mustang Track Club coach Tyrone Yen says two kids from his club have made the standard qualifying times for the regional games.
Two of our athletes have attained the mark. Of course, you know, that is the final decision of the Athletic Association, but we've attained the mark so far. That's the Bronte Howell in the under 17 boys, 100 and 200, and Brianna Smith in the under 17 girls shot put.
National coach Kenrick Williams says so far, in total, four athletes have qualified for the games, with one making the standard twice.
Josh Gardner, I think, in the high jump under 17. Then from the Mustang Track Club, Devontae Howell. And then you have, in the shot put, we have a young lady, Brianna Smith, and then I think Bradley Herskin, under 17 sprint and under 17 100 meter. I think he also ran the qualifying standard. I might be wrong, but I think he ran it about 3 weeks ago. So those are the four I do remember. I stand corrected, though, if it's not so.
The Regional Junior Track and Field Championships will take place between July 2nd and 4th in Bermuda. The Flowers Sea Swim registration is now open. The NCVO, along with swimming clubs around the island, are trying to get more women involved with swimming and say the best place to start is with the Flowers Sea Swim. Paola Robinson with the NCVO tells Radio Cayman Sports they would love more women taking on lessons or practicing the sports and challenge themselves to make waves at the Flowers Sea Swim.
I also thought with a couple of girlfriends who had very inspiring stories to get more ladies to actually get into swimming and to actually participate in the Flowers Sea Swim. So as part of part of promoting the Flowers Sea Swim from the NCVO standpoint, we're going to kind of throw in a little campaign on social media about inspiring stories of women who are swimmers. They're probably not professional swimmers, everybody who I have talked to so far, but we would love to hear stories from professional swimmers too. And those stories could inspire other women, or just people in general, but in essence, we were trying women at the beginning.
This year's International Women's Day theme is Choose to Challenge. And the One Sports Cayman Basketball League was a great success. One Sports Cayman, in partnership with the Cayman Islands Basketball Association, held a three-division league in December, which ended on Sunday night at the John Gray Gymnasium. Joanne Arenata of One Sports Cayman says they're quite pleased with how the season turned out.
As far as the entertainment is concerned, we already give our objectives of the tournament itself to give more experience, different experience to all teams and players who participated, and also we already get the chance to showcase what should be not only for basketball but also the production itself of the tournament. So overall, we made through starting from day one until the end of the championship. So I really thank all my teams, the One Sports Cayman family, to all the hard works and time and talent that they're sharing in every single day that we have the event itself for every game.
In the 5-9 division, Otis Air defeated Costulas. In the over 40 division, Dream Team overpowered Creole. And in the 5-10 division, ADS Limited beat AL Thompson on Sunday. Arenata says all three final matches were exciting to watch.
You will see all the players exerting their efforts. They're doing their best, grabbing all possession by possessions, giving all the emotions, the physicality, in everything. So at the end of the day, they have one champion, but the theme of this is just the brotherhood and sports camaraderie is always on that in place. So yeah, from first game until the third game, all teams give their best to give effort and showcase on how the pride going on in each teams. So I really congratulated all the champion team on behalf of the One Sports Cayman family. We would like to congratulate everyone, every team who participated. Also, we want to thank you for bringing it the best of the team in each game.
This coming Sunday, February 28th, One Sports Cayman will host a free basketball clinic to children ages 12 and below. Any gender and nationality are welcome. Participants are to bring their own basketball, and the clinic will start at 10 a.m. onwards. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.